The CEO of the Alaska Natural Gas Development Authority has turned in his resignation so he can, quote, pursue other opportunities. Harold Hines has been in the top job at the authority since voters set it up in the 2002 election.
The timing is right for me, but it's the right time for Angda to look at some new leadership. I enjoyed being able to work on the gas pipeline and all the gas issues, but again, the situation in the state is such that it needs to all get sorted out one more time.
The ballot initiative that established Angda led Hines and the authority to become involved in several of the projects that could deliver natural gas to markets outside the state while supplying energy to Alaskans also. Hines says most recently the emphasis has been on developing markets and facilities that would deliver propane to those parts of the state away from the rail belt. He says he's confident that the authority's current projects will continue.
There's a small but very competent and experienced staff here. More importantly, we have several very high-quality contractors that are more than capable of carrying forward the work that needs to be done. Our resources are limited, so it's up to the board of directors to kind of decide what priorities they want to set and how they want to work through a process of considering our future.
Although more than 62% of the voters approved the initiative setting up the authority 9 years ago, the idea has not yet been well received by the executive branch. Governor Murkowski delayed funding and appointing people to work for the agency. Sarah Palin did not immediately provide operating money for its work, and Sean Parnell has left four vacancies on the Angda Board of Directors. That leaves less than a quorum to accept Hines' resignation and appoint his successor.